This is Dr. Kent. Welcome back to my weekly show. It's on every Sunday morning at 9 in the morning. I've been doing this for a while now, and I specialize in psychiatry. I'm a psychiatrist by trade. I've been practicing for a long time in the Boise area. My show focuses on issues related to mental illness and mental health, so I bring on a variety of people on my show. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to my show. I try to bring in interesting speakers along the way. Today I have a guest coming in a little bit later in the show to talk about her experience with depression and what's worked for her. And she lives here locally. And that's what I try to do, is make this very local, about Boise, about Idaho, make it about people who live here so they can more relate to what's going on. My show has been focused on a variety of different issues. I've talked about bipolar disorder, schizoaffective disorder, but a lot of it I've talked a lot about depression. And the reason for that is depression is such a common condition, and there's a lot of misunderstanding about depression, what it is and what it isn't. And there's certainly different types of depression. There's certainly people who have something bad happen and they get depressed for a while, or they have a bad day. But that's a little different than the type of depression that I talk about. There's a clinical depression that's more persistent. It's something that people can experience for months or weeks or even years, or decades for that matter. That's the kind of depression I talk a lot about on my show, because a lot of people in the audience who struggle with depression and struggle with finding a solution. The problem with depression is it can be deadly. People who have persistent depression become hopeless. They see no reason to live anymore, and so they contemplate that life isn't worth it anymore. So that's why it's such an important thing to talk about. And along the way into my show, I've talked a lot about treatments, and I've mainly been focused on TMS, or deep TMS, which stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. And that's a newer technology. It was discovered in the 1980s in London and developed a lot in the U.S. As a viable treatment for depression. And with TMS, it's had lots of evolution and change and growth, and the research has sort of honed the skill of TMS. In the earlier days, all of the devices used for TMS were in a configuration, excuse me. And that was a non-patented or unpatented technology. Anybody can build them and sell them and market them, and that's sort of been the case. Along the way, an Israeli company came along called BrainsWay, and they kind of reinvented the wheel. They, instead of using a figure eight to do transcranial magnetic stimulation, they came up with a coil technology that they put in a helmet, and that helmet can be used to treat depression. In my experience, I've used the figure eight coil for a while and got results. I was pleased with seeing people get better, and I was happy with TMS in that regard. But BrainsWay came along and sort of showed me the light, showed me that they're a second generation device, that they have something new to offer. And BrainsWay was established as a company in 2003. They became a publicly traded company in Tel Aviv Stock Exchange in January of 2007. And they're basically, their flagship technology is deep TMS, because their coil technology goes deeper into the cortex of the brain and a little bit broader. So their technology is probably more reliable, in my experience, and more effective. So how does TMS work? I get that question a lot. And what is it exactly? It uses magnetic pulses created by an electromagnet, and those pulses create a field, and if that field is placed close to the brain surface, then it can penetrate partway into the brain or into the cortex. And we try to do is actually stimulate the brain tissue, and scientists have discovered over the years that the brain has circuits and networks, and they're all different. And depression has its own networks. So with the stimulation of the brain with an external source, we're able to stimulate the brain tissue and improve depression in people who suffer from that. And that's the exciting part, is that's the first really sort of non-pharmacological approach besides psychotherapy, to treat depression. And at first, there was a lot of excitement, of course, when this came out in the 1980s, but it took a while to research it. On my earlier show, I had Dr. Mark George on here, who's a world expert on TMS. He's, in many people's mind, he's considered the father of TMS, and in my mind, he is, because of the amount of research he's done. In 1993, he published his first full double-blind, placebo-controlled trial of TMS with depression. And much to his excitement, it was a positive study and showed positive results. And then the world took notice at that point, and a lot of research has gone on to study this new exciting technology for treating depression. But it's been a little bit slow in coming to the Boise area. Really, it's only been around our area for about a year and a half. And with the BrainsWay technology, I've just started that this year. So that's a brand new technology here in the Treasure Valley. So I do a lot of marketing for that. I want to get the word out there to people. There's a lot of people that sit at home and have become discouraged because the medications aren't working. The psychotherapy isn't helpful, but not necessarily the answer to get them out of their depression. And even the combination isn't working. In my experience, I've treated so far this year with a new device over 40 new people. And it's really kind of sort of exploding on me, actually. And I was able to collect data so far on the first 17 who've completed the treatment. More have completed the treatment since then, but I haven't collected all the data. On the first 17 people that I treated with the Deep TMS, 53% went into complete remission, meaning that they no longer had symptoms of their depression. Another 35% of those people had a 50% reduction in their symptoms. Out of all the people, only two people out of the 17 either didn't respond or only had a partial response. And I was kind of blown away by that. I wasn't expecting that good a result. And you have to remind yourself, these are people that have refractory depression. They're people who failed, maybe for decades, medications and psychotherapy. So they came in fairly skeptical and frustrated that, you know, they're going to give this a try, but they're skeptical that this would even work. And I certainly don't make promises to people about whether it's going to work or not work. But to my delight, the vast majority of them had complete response to the treatment. So that's the cool thing about this. So I'm going to continue on. This is I'll bring in my next segment. I'm going to continue to talk about the technology. The thing I'm going to talk about today a little bit is about some of the new indications that they're studying for this Deep TMS, not just depression, but other brain conditions.
So
stay tuned.
Show.
And I'll see you. I come on every Sunday morning at 9 in the morning. Yeah, if you have any questions about this show or want to know more or listen to previous shows, you can go to treasurevalleytms.com. On that site, I have a lot of other information as well. Feel free to post questions on there to me. There's a way to do that through my radio show link. You can also share your experiences with me. I'd love to bring you on my show if you have an experience that you want to share. I bring a lot of people from the local area onto my show to talk about their experience. I'm a psychiatrist, so I talk a lot about mental illness and mental health and about various topics. I've had Dr. Mark George on my show, who's the world expert on TMS. I've had other speakers. Liza Long's been on my show. She's going to probably come back on again. She wrote the book The Price of Silence and famously wrote the blog I Am Adam Lanza's Mom. I also had her son on, who the book was about. So I try to bring on interesting people with a lot of different experiences on my show, and share that with you. Today I'm talking a lot about BrainsWay. BrainsWay is a company that develops a new device for deep TMS. They use a new technology, and I call it second-generation technology. And currently their device is FDA-approved for treatment of depression. But they're also going to have other indications coming out. Currently, the deep TMS applies to people that have not responded well to medications or psychotherapy. Although, if people don't want to take medications, it still is a viable option for people who just want to skip going on medicines altogether. Unfortunately, insurances don't pay for it unless they failed some medications and psychotherapy. But some people are willing to pay out of pocket for the treatment. So in the United States, there's about 160 million people in the adult population that qualify or have problems, that are potentially eligible for treatment. But out of those, around 5 million people qualify for deep TMS through insurance. that's a sizable number of people. So I've recognized that, and I've just set up a center of excellence here in Boise and treat people with deep TMS. I'm a psychiatrist by trade, so it's not the only thing that I do, but I'm really pretty highly focused now on providing this particular treatment. It occupies quite a bit of my time. So Brainsway is a company that's out of Israel, and they were established in 2003 and started publicly trading in 2007. But they became FDA approved with their device in 2013. So they're a newcomer to treatment of depression with this new technology. But they're really a second-generation device, in my opinion. They've developed a coil which creates an electromagnetic field which stimulates the brain tissue, which seems to be very helpful for depression. In fact, there's a particular area of the brain called the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex on the left side. But there's other circuits in the brain or networks in the brain that are associated with depression, but also associated with other brain conditions. And that's what I'm going to talk a little bit about today. But let me just finish up about Brainsway, just so you understand kind of what they're doing. Brainsway is a company out of Israel, but they work with various institutions all over the world. In the United States, they're currently doing research with the Medical University of South Carolina, with Harvard University, with Columbia University, with UCLA, with Duke Medical Center, John Hopkins University, and Mount Sinai Medical Center, as well as the UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, and other U.S. institutions. On an international scale, they're working with Ludwig Maximilians University in Germany, the Charité University in Germany, and two other medical centers in Germany. They're also working out of the UK, Canada, Italy, Israel, and Japan. So they're an international company, and they're using multi-center trials to study what this brain stimulation can be used for. And that's the really exciting part for me, is that not only are they working on treatment for depression, which is very effective, but they're working on other conditions. This year, they're hoping to have FDA indications for obsessive-compulsive disorder, or OCD. Now, in the United States, the 12-month prevalence of OCD is 2.2 million people in the United States. That's about 1% of our population. So there's a large number of people that suffer from OCD. Brainsway has released the results of their study that they released in June, and they showed that 38% of patients who have OCD will have almost a complete remission of their OCD symptoms. And out of the people that are treated, over half will have a significant reduction in symptoms. So it's very similar to the research done on depression. So it's very exciting for me. And when the new technology is approved and the FDA gives its green light, I will have that technology available here in Boise. I'll probably be one of the first ones in the country to have that technology available. So I'm really excited about that. However, the more continue this theme of indications for TMS, Brainsway is working on other indications. So they started with depression, then OCD, but within the next 1 to 2 years, they should be concluding their studies on PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, on addictions such as cocaine addiction, gambling addiction, smoking, things like that, as well as other areas that they're studying. And later on, there'll be other indications in the field of neurology. It's already being used to treat Parkinson's disease. It's being studied for people who've had strokes with good success, migraine headaches, and other conditions. So Brainsway is really at the forefront, and this is what got me intrigued by associating with them and getting their device, is that they're really on the forefront of treating brain disorders. And I've been practicing in Boise since 1990, so I've used all the traditional treatments. I've been heavily schooled in the use of medications. I don't do much psychotherapy myself. I refer that out, but I had some training in psychotherapy. So I'm used to all the traditional treatments. And they're great for some people. They work well, but they can be problematic. People have side effects with medications. Antidepressants are notorious for causing sexual difficulties, sometimes weight gain, and other problems. So they're not always well tolerated. With TMS or deep TMS, there's no systemic side effects. There's no sexual difficulty. There's no weight gain. They really have no systemic side effects. What can you expect from deep TMS? Well, people who get the treatments may have a little problem with headaches. There's a very rare risk of having a seizure during the treatment, but it's 1 in 1,000, so it's very rare and something that's not necessarily at all life-threatening. It's just something we have to be aware of. But otherwise, there's no lasting side effects from it. There's no loss of memory like you see with sometimes with ECT. So in general, it's a very well-tolerated procedure. So BrainSway is also studying the use of TMS or deep TMS for attention deficit disorder. And there's several studies going on. It's now in the phase 2 clinical phase, so it's moving along quite well. And they're showing reductions in the symptoms of attention deficit disorder in patients in the trials that they have underway right now. In fact, I have some numbers for that. They're showing a 30% reduction in attention deficit disorder symptoms, actually 33%, so about a third. And in standard TMS, which is not using the BrainSway technology, they're only getting about a 15% reduction in symptoms. So the BrainSway technology is definitely superior. So it's showing twice the response rate of a regular TMS device. So what about other conditions? They have treatment for PTSD, and they're studying that right now. And I'm hearing that they're getting some positive results there. And so that's a huge population. There's a lot of people who've been traumatized in their childhood for various reasons, or war veterans. We have the VA hospital here, so we have a lot of war veterans here, a lot of people who struggle. The rate of suicide among war veterans is an alarming level at this time. Something like one veteran will kill themselves every hour in this country. So the fact that we have something new to offer, something that maybe can be of benefit to them, I think is exciting. And really, that's the bottom line, is we want to get people out of these depressions because they can be deadly. In Idaho, one person every day kills themselves from depression. One person every single day. And in my opinion, that's preventable. That's something that we can take care of. We just have to give people knowledge and understanding and awareness and get them into treatment. So that's why I have this show, is to bring awareness to people. Appreciate listening to my show. I'll be back in a minute, and I'll talk more about some of the new indications that are coming out for TMS and what's happening for
So Dr. David Kent,
welcome
field.
Back to my
so
weekly show. I come on every Sunday at 9 in the morning. I focus on topics related to mental illness and mental health. I'm a practicing psychiatrist in Boise. I've been practicing in this area since 1990. I've worked in almost every area of psychiatry in this state. I've worked at the various hospitals where I'm currently still on staff. I take call in the Valley, and I see private patients as well, although I'm not taking private patients at this time except for my TMS practice. My show is kind of focused on various topics, but I talk a lot about depression. And the reason I do that is because it's so common, and it also can be very deadly. I've mentioned many times on my show that the suicide rate is alarmingly high, especially in Idaho. Every single day, one person will take their life in Idaho, and that's just far too many. And that's part of the reason I do this show, is to reach out to people that there are lots of options still to treat the depression. And that's been discouraging for some people who've been through years of treatment and haven't responded. On my show, I brought several people on my show. In fact, a lot of people on my show who've had decades of depression and nothing has worked. And that's one reason I talk a lot about TMS or transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a new form of treatment for depression. It doesn't use any medications. It's non-systemic, meaning that it doesn't affect the rest of the body. It directly stimulates the parts of the brain that we think are associated with depression. And I use a form of TMS called BrainSway Deep TMS. And they're a company out of Israel. They've created what I call a second-generation device. I think it's superior to the other devices on the market. I think it works faster, better, more reliably. and I've gotten great results for it since I've been using it. I've been using it since the beginning of this year, but mostly since March. I've been talking about the Deep TMS and what it treats, and although I focused on depression, it also treats other conditions, but some of those are not FDA approved yet. What are those conditions? Well, I mentioned earlier in my previous segment that it treats OCD, and they had an exciting release of their results in June of this year, so they're pushing for FDA approval later this year. Once they get that approval, I'm going to get the new device that treats just OCD from BrainsWay. I'll be the first one in Idaho to have that device and one of the first ones in the country to get that device. So I'm really excited about that. But also they're studying it for attention deficit disorder and getting good results for that. Post-traumatic stress disorder, as I mentioned before. And they're studying that worldwide and looking to get results there that will help people. But also, they found it can be helpful for addictions. And what sort of addictions? Well, cocaine addiction, smoking addiction. Also for food eating addiction, which would be related to obesity. In fact, they've gotten some results in an obese study that they had. This was out of Italy. They studied 16 participants. Participated in this study, 5 were men and 11 were women, and they showed about a 40% reduction in food cravings. They showed on average around 4% reduction in weight. They showed improvement in other biological ratings such as glucose and cholesterol and cortisol levels, and so they showed these significant reductions. So once Deep TMS is approved for that, I don't think I'm going to be able to see everybody that's going to want to come my way. That will be a very popular use of the technology. But the point is that we're kind of branching away from just looking at medications to treat brain conditions, but we're looking at other devices and other ways to treat people in a way that can be just as effective or even more effective without all the side effects and problems associated with medication. So that's what I've kind of been talking a lot about in my show, and I get real excited when I talk about it because it's just fun to see patients get better with a new way. So BrainsWay is, if you want to look more up about them, you can go to brainsway.com. They have a lot of information about what they're doing and the studies that they're doing, and you can learn more about their technology. Another area that they're studying is in post-stroke rehabilitation. They're taking people that have had strokes and had damage to their brain, and they're using this technology to improve the outcomes, and they're getting good results. So I think that you're going to see that this BrainsWay technology is going to be useful for a lot of things, anything associated with the brain. So they also use it for migraine headaches, and I've seen results with that. I've heard of results like that and getting positive results. And also, there's early information coming out that it might be useful for early Alzheimer's. I don't want to say that too loudly because they're still very preliminary, but that would be quite exciting if we could improve the outcomes for people that are starting to see early signs and symptoms of that. But the big thing about BrainsWay is it's a breakthrough technology. It's something that's new. It's also patented. They're the only ones that produce a TMS-type device that's patented. Everybody else uses a figure-eight coil, which is effective to some degree, but it's unpatented and doesn't show quite the numbers, I don't think, that the BrainsWay Deep TMS shows. So if you suffer from depression, listen to my show, tune in. I had an individual here recently who has been listening to my show every week, and he came into my office to talk about the Deep TMS, and he's definitely a candidate. And he's had decades and decades of depression. In fact, he's never looked back in his life and not felt depressed. He's been depressed since he was young, and now he's in his 60s. He's turning 65, so I appreciate him listening into my show. And he's definitely a candidate for TMS, and I think he will likely have hopefully a good response, although I can't promise that. So, people listening to my show, I want you to be aware of this new technology and aware that it's available. I'm kind of reaching out to the community. There's a lot of people out there that feel hopeless and feel frustrated. They don't really know what to do anymore, especially if they've not responded to medications or other treatment. Often they've been stigmatized. They've kind of gotten a mark that, you know, they can't succeed, or they have a sense of worthlessness and guilt about how they feel. But there's no reason to continue to feel that way, not when this kind of treatment's available. So I'm kind of reaching out to people to kind of pick up the phone, you know, call the office, or go to my website. Really, I'd like you to go to my website, because on my website I have a self-assessment on there that you can take, and you'll know instantly whether you're a candidate for Deep TMS or not. And that's at treasurevalleytms.com. So go to my website and take the self-assessment. It doesn't cost anything. And if you look like you're a candidate, then get a hold of us, and we will set up an appointment to see me and see if that's something you want to pursue. So that's always an option. So go to treasurevalleytms.com. Also on my website, you can post questions to me about the treatment or about anything related to mental health, and I'll try to do my best to get back to you. If you have an experience you want to share with the audience or with me, you can post your experiences on my website as well. But so far I've had a variety of people come on my show. Dr. Mark George came on a few weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. He's the world expert on TMS. He's out of the University of South Carolina. I met him for the first time at Barcelona, Spain, where I went to the World Stimulation Conference in March of this year. That was very much an eye-opener for me. I met researchers from all over the world. I met people from China, from Australia, from South Africa, from New Zealand, to Russia, of course, all of the U.S. and in Europe. There was over 1,000 people in attendance at that world conference on TMS, and it really showed me that this is not something that's going to just go away, that it's just a treatment that's not going to last, but something that's going to be around. In fact, all the indications that are coming out suggest to me that we need to brace ourselves, because it's going to become very mainstream. So that's something about TMS. Now, also in San Diego, I went to a conference in May, to the TMS Society's meeting, and a lot of these world experts were also at that meeting. That meeting was just full of information, which is really helpful to me. And I try to bring that information back to Boise so that I can provide the best possible care. So if you're listening in for the first time, Deep TMS stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It treats all kinds of conditions, but it's currently FDA approved for depression. And the way it works, we think, is it stimulates the brain cells to activate, or to fire, essentially. And with depression, there's an area of the brain just above the left eyebrow that's underactive. And that's been shown by imaging studies. And after someone's had a full course of deep TMS, that part of the brain becomes active again. So that's sort of how it works, from my understanding, but it also activates areas deeper in the brain called the limbic system, which is associated with emotion and anger and mood and things like that. So that's sort of the mechanism of action. Well, that's the end of my show today. Next week, I'm hoping to bring on some other local area experts, and I'll have a family on the show, I hope, that's had quite an experience with depression. So stay tuned for next week.
David Kent.
Thank you
Welcome
for listening
back to
this
my
is Dr.
show.
David Kent. This is my last segment today. I've got a special guest on today. Her name is Meredith. She's going to talk a little bit about her experience. I've been talking all the way about the deep TMS, and that's what we're going to talk a little bit more about here. Welcome to my show, Meredith.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Appreciate you being on the show today.
Yeah.
I want to get a little background on you. We're just going to ask you, just so people can get to know you a little bit. You don't have to identify everything about you, but how old are you, Meredith?
I am 22.
22.
Mm-hmm.
And are you currently working? Are you going to school?
I leave for school in the middle of August, but yeah, I'm currently working. I'm a waitress.
A waitress?
Yeah.
How far along in school are you?
I should be graduated by now, but it took me a long time to figure out my major. So
you're not talking about high school here. You're talking about
college. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about college. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Giving you a hard time. Yeah. What's your major in college?
It's been like five different things, but right now it's sports psychology.
Okay. So you're starting to settle down on what
yeah.
you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. So the reason to have you on the show today is to talk a little bit about your depression, and you've been through depression.
Mm-hmm.
At what age or how long have you had a struggle with depression, would you say?
Since I was 19, I kind of started noticing it after a few nasty concussions, and yeah, just kind of went uphill from there, and took a long time figuring out meds and stuff. So it's just all about patience, but yeah.
Well, we'll ask you about that too.
Okay.
So about 3 years you've been struggling with depression.
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit of your symptoms of depression, or what it's like for you to be depressed and what you experience with that?
A lot of my depression I feel is fueled by anxiety. So it's anxiety about being a good enough friend or being a good enough daughter, or just really stressing out about how I come off to people. And when I get really bad anxiety about that, then I feel it's then resulted in depression. So then I just don't really want to go outside or talk to anyone because I'm afraid that I'll come off the wrong way. And yeah, a lot of tired comes along with depression for me. Like, I could sleep for 24 hours and still feel exhausted. Yeah.
Okay, anything else you experienced with it?
I guess, well, my nurse practitioner who prescribes me stuff says, calls them tearful episodes. So, like, just randomly for no reason at all, I just cry for like 30 minutes and I have nothing to be sad about, but yeah.
So we call those crying jags in the
crying
business.
Crying jags, that's fun.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Ever feel hopeless with the depression along the way?
Yes. Kind of just, like I said, with the patient stuff, that's after a while, a patient kind of runs out and it's like, okay, this is never going to get better. And yeah.
When that happens, did you ever contemplate that life isn't worth living anymore?
Yes.
Think about suicide?
Yeah.
Never attempted suicide?
Yes.
Okay. So you got to a pretty bad point with your depression,
mm-hmm.
you would say.
Yeah.
Life kind of basically sucked.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, seemed like just kind of backed in the corner. No way out, but no. Yeah.
And this is despite the fact that you have your whole life in front of you.
Right? Yeah, I know.
You're young, going to school.
22 feels old
for me, but yeah. I know it's not.
It's not.
Yeah.
But you still have your life in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you feel hopeless. There's nothing to live for.
Yeah.
And that's really the depression speaking to you. So if you're just tuning in, I've got Meredith on the line today. She's a patient I've been treating. I'm Dr. Kent. I'm a psychiatrist in the local area. This is my weekly show. If you have any questions or want to know more, you can go to treasurevalleytms.com. I post all my radio shows on there. I have a ton of information on mental illness, on depression, on deep TMS treatment, things like that. So I've got Meredith on here. She's describing what's like for her to go through depression. And I think what she's talking about is really common, the kind of things she's talking about. Almost everybody I've talked with have sort of that commonality. In the business, we actually use these symptoms as criteria to diagnose people with depression. And the kind of depression we're talking about is a persistent depression. It doesn't one that just lasts for a few days or a little while, but these last for months and years. And so in her case, she's had it for about 3 years now. So let me kind of ask a few more questions about your depression. So how did that affect the people around you or your relationships when you had this?
Definitely put a strain on it. And the whole thing about people with depression and their friends or family, they're really worried about being a burden. And I actually had a few friends tell me, like, straight up that I was, which, yeah, was not cool, but yeah.
Usually doesn't go quite that far.
Yeah, did not help the case whatsoever, but my family has been great and definitely kind of counteracted that situation. But
they've been supportive of you getting help and treatment and
yeah.
trying to figure out what's going to work for mm-hmm. you.
And basically everyone in my family has had depression, so they kind of know what it's like. And those friends that did say that have never been through that. One of them believes that medicine, like antidepressant medicines, are just a ploy by drug
maybe
companies.
A crutch or a weakness or something like that.
Yeah,
definitely hear that a lot. So you've tried medications along the way. Kind of what was your experience with medications to treat it?
Well, it's frustrating about that is that it takes 2 months or a month to 2 months to kind of see how it's affecting you or see if it's working. So just a big waiting game for that. And for me, I'm an athlete, and kind of all my life I've been told, like, you got to brush everything off and just, like, not focus on any type of pain and just kind of get the job done and worry about it later. But that kind of turned into, like, every single day. So I just, like, would put it off. And a lot of the times I didn't like that I had to use medication to make me feel better, and kind of made me feel like if I get hurt, I don't take aspirin or Advil, because I'm like, I want to know, like, where I'm at pain wise and that's kind of what it was like with antidepressants. So there's a lot of times I would go off for a week, which you are not supposed to do, but yeah.
So it wasn't a perfect experience.
Yeah, it was.
It didn't necessarily take care of the depression all the way.
No, yeah.
And there were problems with the medicines themselves.
Yeah.
How many medicines altogether do you think you tried?
Well, I've had different combinations. I've been on Wellbutrin with other things for about 2 years, but I've tried about 4 to 5 different antidepressants.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And you've tried some counseling or psychotherapy,
yes,
along the way,
yeah,
as well. So how did you find this deep TMS? How did you come about that?
My mom found it, actually. She read it in the Eagle magazine and kind of showed it to me. And she had a friend whose son did TMS, and she said her friend was saying it was completely, like, night and day difference for him. And, I mean, any type of relief at this point was ideal.
Yeah.
But
so kind of through Eagle magazine article, you kind of found out that it was here local and you could, mm-hmm, possibly pursue that. So you,
yeah,
came in and got interviewed by myself, mm-hmm, and decided to go with the deep TMS. And so how many treatments of deep TMS have you received so far?
I think I'm on 25.
25 now.
I believe so, yeah.
And you come in 5 days a week, mm-hmm, for 20 minutes to get treatment.
Yeah.
And just for the audience's sake, we usually do about 30 to 36 treatments total. Even if people are doing really well after the first few treatments, the research indicates that more is better, so we try to finish the course if we can. So how's it gone for you for the deep TMS? Are you responding to it? Is your depression doing better?
I definitely believe so. In the first week, you kind of asked how I was feeling or if I noticed anything, and I think I wasn't sure what to look for, because with certain medications or things, you kind of, like, can pinpoint, like, the doctor tells you you should feel this and this, and then you know it's working. But with deep TMS, I was not sure, and I knew I was feeling better, but it was hard to kind of pinpoint what areas felt better. And after about 2 weeks, that's when I started noticing that any type of social anxiety I had completely, like, I was terrified to ever waitress again. And then after about 2.5 weeks of TMS, I was like, yeah, okay, I can do that.
So things changed. So within,
yes,
1 to 2 weeks, you started noticing changes.
Yeah.
And you were becoming more socially outgoing. Mm-hmm. You weren't having all the anxiety associated with those social situations that were going on. Now you're pretty far along into it. I know from firsthand that we keep track of your depression scores.
Mm-hmm.
And your numbers are almost down to nothing on, mm-hmm, your depression score. I don't know if it's 0, 1, or 2, but it's just down there low. So you must be feeling pretty darn good right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I know that my staff who see you every day for the treatments, you're like their favorite patient, because you're just really easy to get along with and doing well, smiling all the time. So what about the people around you? What do they notice about you?
I know my mom has said stuff to me saying, yeah, I can just tell, like, there's a difference. It's not, like, kind of what I was saying about the first week. It's not you don't sleep as much, or you're not as crabby or irritated, but it's just kind of, like, an overall kind of increase in any type of mood or activity or energy.
So people around you are noticing a change, a difference. It's all more positive, especially when they're your support network and your mom's the one who kind of wanted you to come get it. So you always hope it works when that situation arises. So this is Dr. David Kent. This is my weekly show. I've currently got Meredith on the line right now. She's 22 years old. She's receiving deep TMS. It's a new form of treatment for depression. She's already tried the traditional forms of treatment with medications and psychotherapy and really got to TMS because she wasn't responding to those other forms of treatment. So that's kind of what we're talking about today. So sounds like the future's gotten a little bit brighter for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it easier to think clearly or to feel like your decisions are more real?
Yeah, definitely. Not only more real, but more capable of doing whatever I kind of see myself doing in the future. Choosing to go to school was a very nerve-wracking thing for me to do. And after about a week and a half of TMS, I started seeing it as I had a more optimistic outlook on it. Like, oh, I can finally kind of have people my age to hang out with, and I can play soccer and actually be able to enjoy it and not be stressed out about if I'm doing well enough for the team or kind of just putting a lot on my back. But yeah, no, now I'm...
Sounds like your confidence level was a lot higher.
Yes, yeah.
Look forward to things, get back to being confident. If you're an athlete, you have to have some confidence.
Yeah.
And if you're going into sports psychology, you know, you're going to be teaching people how to think through their their event or what they're doing and the psychology of all of it. And that's a huge, huge field these days. So you want to be on top of your game.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
So, sounds like your family has depression. I'm assuming you'd recommend deep TMS to somebody else.
Absolutely, yeah.
After all you've been through, right?
Yeah.
It's not been difficult to go through. I know that the treatments themselves have been pretty tolerable by you. You've tolerated those really well, really with flying colors.
Yeah.
So it's just really a matter of finishing your course. And so you head off. Where do you go to school this fall?
I am going to a school in Alabama.
Alabama.
So it's very far away from home.
Definitely. You're going to be back, though, here and there.
Okay. Yeah, Christmas.
Holidays.
Maybe spring break, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you being on my show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's been great to have you. It's great for you to share your experience with other people out there. And that's the end of my show this week. Come in next week. I come on every Sunday at 9 in the morning. This is Dr. David Kent. Thank you for listening.